Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baskin and Phelps.
You can see Andy's cool little Ohio State shirt.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say something else.
Well, that's a nice little Ohio State shirt.
You didn't say the other thing that was going on.
Oh, you shaved your beard.
No, not really. I mean, I just...
You left the goat.
That's all I left this
you
morning.
You have a goatee.
Yeah. I'm not digging it.
I didn't even notice.
I know you didn't.
Well, the beard looked good. I thought there's no way.
It was starting to itch last night. I had to get rid of it. And this will be gone by tomorrow. Because normally you say you look like Michael Andretti.
Well, you do look like Michael Andretti.
Is that true or
false? When you grow the beard.
Not the whole, the beard or the...
The whole thing. If you put on shades, I'd say, hi, Michael.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
I'd be like, check out my car outside. It just parked out there.
Here we go.
Got stupid birds flying into my windows. That's what I would say. Did we get an answer for that, by the way?
Yeah, our social media mentions, which are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. We will take other suggestions as well. Please don't think it ends here. To catch anybody up who missed it, Andy is running into issues where he has what we believe is a blue jay. Again, not ornithological experts over here.
Yeah, it is blue.
A bird that's blue in color.
We are not ornithologists on this show. We are hardly sports talk hosts. But... Andy's running into an issue where a blue bird, we believe a blue jay, is pecking at his window and causing it all sorts of issues on his car.
Now that I'm looking at it, it is a blue bird, not a blue jay.
Oh, it has the little orange chest rather than the...
I actually think blue jays have more color to them. They kind of... There's more going on there.
Hence home the not ornithologist.
Yes. That's the physical term for it. Not
all
as
I
much.
Know is that bird is blue.
Here's what I'm telling you. Bluebirds and blue jays are distinct bird species, despite having both blue in their name and their plumage.
What is a plumage? Plumage?
Yes.
Plumage.
It's plumage.
No, it's plumage. P-L-U-M. Plumage.
Oh, God.
Bluebirds are smaller with a reddish-orange breast. You were right, Jeff. They do. They have a reddish-orange breast.
Thanks, Andy.
And they are a little bit more subdued blue on their head, back, and wings. This thing is driving me absolutely insane.
Man, I'm sitting outside my backyard having cigarettes. Sure enough, there done come a zebra.
And he was blue.
Anywho.
He was a bummed out zebra.
Now that we've established all of that, Scooter chiming in saying, fold your mirrors in when it's
That's
parked.
A good call, Scooter. Thank you. Yeah,
that's a good one.
I think that's the only answer, right? Although, you know, we have people that want to help us out. They always want to help us out.
You can have little pictures of an owl. Just put an owl on that
mirror. I'm not putting a little picture of an owl, and it barely
worked.
You
put it up in your house.
It barely worked. It's a basement window that, like, nobody can see, but except for a bird that wants to keep flying into the window over and over again.
They just smash themselves.
So I thought the humane thing to do
would guys
be
are done.
Put the picture of the owl up there, right? I don't. Maybe I can get. Do they make little plastic owls that I can put on the rearview mirror, on the driver's side mirror? No, no one's helping me, man. You guys are all looking into outer space like I don't even exist.
Doing a slight bit of work over here. What?
Nothing. We were just talking about your raise that you just missed because you didn't answer the question on time.
You know, that checks out. I mean, Lord knows I didn't deserve it.
Oh,
anyway.
Wait a second.
Valid.
Brian is in Brecksville. Brian, give me an answer, would you please? How are you?
Yeah. So, Andy, if you can see the blue on the bluebird,
yes,
it must be sunny. It must be sunny, because they are. It only shows up if the light shines on them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, well, that makes sense.
And bluebirds typically are not around homes. You'll find them in fields, and or wood lines. And my suggestion to you is, you might have some bugs in and around your mirrors when you go to bed at night. Tilt your mirrors in and give them a couple days at night. And they will move on to another food source.
Wait, you think that there's
nice job, Brian.
Bugs inside the mirrors of my car?
Of course. I mean, so if you look at your mirror,
yeah,
on the outside edges of the what used to be glass, it's now plastic.
Sure.
There's gaps.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So your mirror can move.
Yeah.
And your mirror, right. So if I were you, I would just grab your mirrors. If you don't have a button in your car that can move them in at night, physically grab them and move them in at night and give it a couple of days and they will move on to another source of food.
Brian, you are super friend of the show for this advice. I appreciate it.
I doubt they're bluebirds.
They don't, but this doesn't.
Got to be a blue jay.
It does not look like a blue jay, though. Like, I'm looking at a picture of a bluebird right now. It looks like a bluebird.
Bluebirds are iridescent, which means they require light to reflect the blue of them. Otherwise, they look just like a brown bird with, as Jeff said earlier, like a rufous or a red breast.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Can somebody look up Rufus real quick?
Only if you can look up Chaka Khan. Sorry.
I was about to say something worse. You said
I mean, we are talking about sports. We're talking about the Blue Jays, right?
Fearless leader just sent us on a group text.
What'd he say?
He's got a bodysuit of an owl, and it says, I'm going to need Andy to stand in the front yard in this until the bird finds a new home.
Did he send it to both of them?
Oh, you've got it.
Did he put it on? He's going to put it on social media.
I sure hope he does. Do it, fearless leader.
Oh, here we wait. I have other advice. Owls enrage Blue Jays. They like to pick at them while they're sleeping, so I don't know if you should put one on your window. Oh. Huh. Buddy Josh sent me that.
Nice job, Josh.
I didn't know that. Well, but I don't have problems in my basement anymore. So it must, I don't know. Maybe I need to do something better. I cannot believe these pictures that I'm getting now. What a life we lead.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What were we talking about before? Oh, we were talking to Jake Chapman. We were talking basketball.
Yeah. Heaven forbid we get back to...
What did you get out of our wisdom from Jake?
I got that a guy whose opinion that we all really respect when it comes to the NBA feels the same way we do. Wide open in the Eastern Conference next year. I mean, just because the Cavs had the best record, I don't think that they're going to be the team to beat. The Knicks are going to be really good. I think the Magic are going to be really good. I think the Pistons are going to be good. I can't rule out Boston because they'll figure something out and might get Tatum back late. The Milwaukee Bucks, as long as they have Giannis, have a puncher's chance, and who knows what they put around him. Miami always seems to find a way to compete. Atlanta is interesting, and I love Quinn Snyder as a coach. And I keep looking at Philadelphia as the sleeping giant that just slept through the entire season because Joel Embiid just didn't play. And if they can figure out how to keep him on the floor for about 60 games and have him healthy in March and April, look out, man. They could be really good. So it could just be wildly competitive. I would tell Cav fans this. Completely lower your expectations for the regular season. And raise your expectations for the postseason. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And by the way, isn't that the way we want it to be?
I would think so.
I go back and think about how frustrated were you at the end of the year, right? You're like, here we go, best record. This is like best season ever with no LeBron. And, you know, and then all of a sudden they got injured. They didn't play the same kind of basketball they played all season long. Other teams were peaking at the right time, a.k.a. the Pacers. And the
Knicks.
And the Knicks, yeah.
But Knicks were good.
I just think that there's an opportunity for this team to come back as is. I'm just curious if the rest of the league didn't just catch up with them, you know, as far as regular season. But and I don't even know if it's catch up with them. It's just they caught a ton of great breaks this year. That's why I think they were able to be so successful. I mean, it wasn't even a race. It wasn't even a race to win the East.
And, not much of one.
And I don't know if Boston was just kind of, you know, just kind of chill for the regular season, knowing that they didn't have to. I can't imagine walking into a game thinking, well, we don't have to play our best, you know, during the regular season. But the truth is, it's kind of the way it is. I wish it wasn't. Ask Indiana. Look where they are. I mean, yes, they could be eliminated as the you know, runner-up of the NBA this year, but I mean, they made it to the finals. It's a difficult task trying to figure out exactly what the Cavaliers can do. I still think they're not going to be able to make any moves.
Do you think that do you think the Magic making this move makes it that much more imperative that other teams in the East? I'm not going to just say the Cavs. That other teams in the East really take a significant, even deeper look at their rosters and maybe pull the trigger on something they might not have pulled the trigger on before.
Because they can be aggressive because they think the East is so wide open?
Or? No, because you look at Orlando and you think, at least I think this, I look at Orlando and I think, okay, beat that. Beat that team. Because I think they have a take away their center position. They have two forwards and two guards who are as good, if not better, than any four combination in the NBA. With two guards and two forwards, I don't know if there's a better quartet of guys at those two spots in the NBA on one team. Mm. And, you know, are they the best guys in the league? No, they're not. But show me a team that has two better guards and two better forwards than the Orlando Magic. I mean, that's a tough call. Because those guys are good, and that's going to propel them. And you have four guys who can score and handle the ball, Andy, and they're all at least 6'5". And that's, you know, you miss one of those guys on a given night, you might not even notice.
Do we say this, though, based on what we're watching right now, too? I know what you're saying. I know you laid out the roster, but now do you feel like, you know, like in the NFL, everyone wants to copycat, do this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, what is that blueprint that Indiana laid out this year? And does that mean that blueprint's going to be taken by other teams? I don't know. I think for Indiana, though, they play hard.
You know why?
They play aggressive. They play defense. They're not scared to press. They're engaged for the entire game.
What they do?
When they go behind, they make mistakes.
They
That's all.
The game the right way. And I don't know. Let me take that back. They play the game what a lot of folks think is an old school right way to play the game. And any team can do that. It's just in today's NBA, there's, you know, so many teams that have superstar players and they get away from that. They don't share shots like Indiana does. They don't move the ball. More pass, I saw the other day.
They are a never-quit, relentless team. That's just what they are.
There were two stats. Terry Pluto had these in a story. Terry wrote, they get the ball across half court faster than any team in the NBA. The analytics show that. And they have more passes per possession than any team in the NBA. What does that do? It means when you get the ball up the floor in a hurry, the defense doesn't have a chance to set up. And then when you move the ball like crazy, the defense is chasing, looking, you know, to defend the shot, and they kick to the open man. It means they get a lot of open looks. It's just an old school right way to play the game. Not the only way you can win, but when it's a great way to play.
Is that the formula for success? And did Indiana just lay it out for you? 216-474-0092, Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.